Okay, just here's some pre-show thoughts. Today, I'm going to be talking to Nate Bozung about who the fuck knows what. I know he's been on some other podcasts lately. I haven't listened to him. I don't listen to other things because I just don't want to sound like anyone else. I don't want to. I just want to limit my my intake on podcasts. Well, I listen to lots of podcasts, just ones outside of the grayed out sport of snowboarding. I'm sure there are some really, really good ones out there. So I get it. But anywho, I know he's been on some podcasts lately, and just haven't heard him. No interest. I got enough to talk with Nate about. He's such a funny fucker, man. I mean, years ago, we were all going to Australia. I think, yeah, Peter Line, I don't know, Kip Arnett, whatever. And we're in LAX. It's, you know, typically when you fly down like New Zealand, Australia, it's like a midnight flight, you know. So we're leaving at midnight. And so, you know, we probably got our party on earlier. By the time we, you know, we're fucking careening through LAX, we're, you know, three sheets to the wind, pretty buzzed. You know, my take is I got a 17-hour flight ahead, and if I can maintain a buzz for an hour or two into that flight and then just crash hard. And sometimes crashing hard would involve, say, like half a Valium. Yeah, you don't want to take a full fucking Valium on a flight. It's a nightmare waking up just like, what the fuck in this fog? And you don't want to mix alcohol and Valiums too much. So that being said, it plays into this little storyline. And so Nate was, I forgot who, but somebody brought, you know, some pills if anyone was interested in, you know, aiding their sleep efforts. And so it was like, whoever it was, or maybe it was two of them, or maybe even I threw something in, and I think we all just kind of like dumped the pills into, like, you know, onto the table at LAX. You know, we're all like, what do we got? You know, kind of like, okay, I do half of that one, or fucking, you know, we're all kind of looking at him and pointing. And Bozung, who'd never really taken any of these pills, like, dude, that kid was sober when I met him except for weed. Anyways, he just fucking grabbed all the pills and just threw them back, just fucking swallowed them all, probably, you know, 8 Valium. I'm just kidding. No, it was probably, you know, 1 or 2 Valiums, and, you know, probably a full Xanny bar, or maybe, you know, at least pretty fucking, you know, we were rolling. We were like fucking going, you know, like I said, you just want a little bit of something. And if you've had anything to drink, you typically don't want any of something. But Nathan does this, and we all look at each other like, you know, oh shit, man, that's serious. That's like shit you hear about, you know. Yeah, I just had 2 beers and, you know, 1 Valium and whatever. And so I just looked at Kip and Don. Yeah, Don, no, he didn't come with us. I just always think he's with us on any of these stories. But I just, you know, looked at Pete and Kip and was like, I just grabbed Nathan by the fucking, basically by the, yeah, I just headlocked him. 2 tables over was a group of flight attendants who were obvious, you know, they're Qantas, they're obviously our flight attendants. And one of the, you know, dumbest, worst things you can do if you'd like to be served a few drinks on a flight, or even just treated normally or better than normal, what you don't do is like be, you know, visibly drunk before the flight, or, you know, any interaction you have with that flight attendant, especially before the flight, that's going to set you up for the whole fucking flight. So I see these, you know, some flight attendants, and I'm like, oh fuck, that's probably going to be, they're just going to cut us off for the whole fucking flight. And I saw that before. I was just thinking, let's just not get loud. In my head, I was like, okay, cool. Whatever. So all of a sudden, you know, Nate just fucking, I used to call him Procrastinate. He just, so Procrastinate fucking just threw back all these pills. I was like, what the fuck? So I just grabbed him the headlock and you know, just charged him into the fucking bathroom, like into the stall. And I'm like, make yourself, I couldn't even say make yourself throw up. He was, like, it was gnarly. And so I just jammed my fucking finger down his throat and fucking got him to gag finally. And he just fucking threw up. And I just looked and just make sure I could see the fucking, the pills and that they were out of his body, you know? And so he threw up. He was just like, what the fuck, dude? Like, almost crying in the corner. I just went and, you know, washed my fucking hands. I probably grabbed a shirt out of his bag after that. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that messy. It wasn't that much. But the fucking pills came out. I mean, even, like, it wouldn't have even been debatable if Nate, you know, in the point of inebriation he was at, it would have been debatable if, you know, hey, can I have, you know, half a Vicodin or half whatever? Fuck no, are you kidding, dude? Like, you're fucked up already, you know. So the fact he just grabbed them all, that trip was like, that was a fun trip. I think no, Pete and I obviously knew each other for a long time, but we got to know each other around those years, like really hang out. Like, I really like Peter Lyon. He's one of the best dudes in the fucking world. He's such a exceptionally rare creative writer. Yeah, you get a lot of people that, you know, maybe add a 180 every year to some fucking spin combination. But, you know, the way he chose to spin with the intent of which he, you know, meant and applied. I mean, that changed the game for so many fucking sports. Corking a spin. You know, you never saw, I don't know. Let's put it this way: if one day they get horses in some equestrian event to fucking to, you know, spin off some jump, they'll cork it, because flat spinning you can't. Like, every sport has now figured that out, now worked that one out, and it essentially, that I remember seeing the first sequence. Probably two-page spread. I don't know. Maybe you saw one or two on video. I know Ollie Goulet had a style of doing that as well. Maybe one. I think one might be in, is it Roadkill or something at the time? It was a quick clip, but it was, to me, the Peter just did it with fucking, you know, what did you say, bombacity. Yeah, he just fucking. Though, just seeing that sequence the first time, it blew my mind. I was like, this is that little fucking introvert from down this hill in that other little neighborhood down. Like, you know, I'd been to his house at that point once or twice because he had like a trampoline there. It's funny, we have these funny fucking stories. But anyways, let's get back to Nate. That's when Pete and I got to know each other, I think, pretty well. We're like, he got me, I got him, and it wasn't that trip, but anyways, it was a great bonding trip for me and Pete. And it was a trip of exploration for Nate. I mean, it was fucking, I don't know, we had some party nights there, right? And, you know, anytime there was let's just say anything one might want to crush and snort, anytime there was anything like that around, it was like, keep Nathan the fuck away from my, okay, you know what I'm saying. So you know, some of the crew we'd be with, the Aussie dudes or whatever, they're all fucking cool. No one's like some freaking blowtard blowhead just came up one or two nights on the entire trip. And but you know, those guys didn't know the level of which we had to keep that shit away from Nathan, because everybody fucking knew the second he smelled that shit it was over. It'd just be a race to the fucking bottom, just, you know, just redlining it, fifth gear redlining, race to the bottom. And so I mean, you know, it was almost to the point, even with drinking, it was almost like, you know, might have to have an intervention, guys, on the flight home. But coincidentally, he didn't fly home with us. He actually stayed in Australia for like months after that. He probably sensed that and was like, fuck, I'm not getting on a plane forever. But anywho, Nathan, Nate, procrastinate. He'll be calling me back here in about, I don't know, next hour. So that means about 3 hours. You know, he's on like kind of drug dealer time. You know, drug dealers are just on their own time because everybody wants to say, you know, see them or go, you know, it's funny. I read that in a book one time. It was a small diary, actually. No. Yeah. Drug dealer time. So Nate's on drug dealer time. We'll see how that pans out. And he's definitely got like, you know, drug dealer face. You know, if I was in a foreign country and looking for something bad to do, which just doesn't happen anymore. That's why I can talk so openly about it, because I just, it's of no concern, you know. And it just makes it that much funnier because, yeah, myself and many friends included, but myself being the common denominator, yeah, we've had some lost weekends before. Let's put it that way, I guess. But yeah, that trip, man. Oh, should I just say it? Yeah, so okay. Some stuff that starts with the letter E was going around. And in this particular situation, we had to, you know, roll up a bill, put the bill in your nose and snort it. And we snorted E on this trip. And it was great. I forgot what, you know, exact was it, you know, moon rocks, is it blah, this, I don't know. I it's all E to me, all that shit, all that, you know, Molly, is it this? And they're like, I don't know, fucking, it was fun night. So anyways, so that some of that was going around, and we were in this room, in this hotel room. And I think I was talking, me and Pete were talking to each other all fucking heavy, you know, probably making out. No, I'm just kidding. And all of a sudden you just heard, like, it was all quiet. And all of a sudden just, and this is teen Nathan, teen Nate, not fucking drug dealer face Nate that you see now, hanging with models. This is like a little kid from Utah. That had, you know, a visible high propensity to like drugs and alcohol. I don't know how, I mean, visible, but you could just see it in him. Anyways, you just heard him say, you heard this big sniff, like, and then just a big, he was like, oh my God, what is that? And he stopped, took a breath or two, and he's like, I've never felt so good in my life. And Pete and I were like, we look at each other like, oh shit, like the cat's out of the fucking bag, what the fuck. It's like, oh dude, it was a funny moment. And we policed any crushable whites from there on out around him, and probably us too. But it definitely. And then, like I said, I just watched from afar as, you know, the race to the bottom began. It was my friend Ray out in Chicago that pointed out to me. It was like 12 years ago, probably. And he was saying something about Instagram. I'm like, well, I don't have that yet. Or what the fuck is that? And he was like, oh, dude, you got to see your friend Bozong. And I was like, what do you mean? And so that's the reason I got Instagram was just to watch fucking Bozung's fucking Mad Hatter life. And yeah, and so I watched that, and you know, it wasn't me, I swear. Let's put it that way. But anyways, he's gonna call in a few minutes. Still 45 off, like I said, drug dealer time, 3 to 4 hours. So I'll be talking to him tomorrow probably, and this will be the precursor for that. So hopefully this coming conversation will be funny as shit or whatever. It's just always good to talk to that dude. I love that dude. Okay, ciao for now.
Rick, what up? Doing?
What's going on, dude?
Hold on, let me call you back in 5. I have my handful of all these packages and orders. I'm going to the post office to mail sweatshirts.
Day 3. Drug dealer.
Oh, shit. Tag, you're in, dog.
What up, dude? What are you doing?
What up, dude? You have 5 minutes? Because I have 5 minutes.
Yeah, I got 6.5. What's going on, dude? What, you know, I haven't even seen you since your fucking tattooed face.
Yeah, I know. When's the last time I saw you? Was it working at Electric? Was it Europe? I think of you and I think of Europe.
That's great. Like, just you and I in the French Riviera.
God, dude, you were like my older brother coming into this game, and it's fucking like, everyone's like, yo, Nate, why are you so, like, fucked up? I'm like, well, I had a good teacher, Ranker.
Peter Lyon did a pretty good job on you, too.
That's true. But how's he denies it.
Have so, you t- yeah, have so. You talked to that midget, little sensitive midget lately?
No, I haven't. Last thing I heard from him, he told me I was lying about something. I'm like, whatever, fool. I haven't talked to him. I haven't really talked to anyone in the industry, dude. I dipsetted like you did.
You what?
Just, I dipsetted like you did.
Yeah, it's yeah, you reach a certain point with everything. You're like, I'm so sick of explaining something that they ought to know or whatever. You know?
The best story is when we were sitting in fucking Switzerland, and the kid, we were talking about some conspiracy theories. Wait, this is like 2000. And the kid's like, oh, my dad, I have a diplomatic passport. You have to take the thing out of your phone. When we were in Austria.
Wait, what was that? What did the kid do?
Me and you were talking about one of your conspiracy theory things, because you always were talking about that shit. And so you were telling me about something. And then how, like, they track you, blah, 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 I don't know. And the kid was sitting listening to us, and then at the end, he's like, oh, yeah, you just take the battery out of your phone.
Yeah.
My dad's like a – and we both looked at him, and we're like, what? He's like, yeah, I got a diplomatic passport.
That's funny shit. Dude,
so since that day, I wanted a diplomatic passport. And
some of those travelings that we used to do were like – we get some shit. Where we were just in the hotel for like a fucking week.
Rewind a little bit. Let's rewind to where this is like my first trip to Europe. We get over there and they're like, what are you doing in Switzerland? The trip got canceled 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God, I forgot about that, dude.
Forgot about that. Lady Diablo Ray, dude. That's the third place I ever got laid at that little snowboard camp place that we got reined in.
I mean, that dude Nikki was Alvin. Convincing.
Dude, they're like, you're at the airport. I think you forgot your passport or something.
No, not my passport. I spaced my license. I just, my you know, actual just driver's license and whatever. Didn't think about it until I was standing there at the fucking rental car line, you know? Like, and they're like, oh, you can't rent a car. And I remember just telling you that prior, like, say, when we were landing or something. Yeah, I used to do these trips.
No, we were in customs line. And
yeah,
you're like,
and I was like, man, these trips used to be hard without a car and all this shit. And then all of a sudden, to 2 hours
and
later.
They didn't have a license.
Yeah.
Trip got canceled, so every plan that they had set up for us was
canceled.
Yeah,
they told everyone the trip was canceled but me.
And so we get there, and the trip's canceled. So you look at me, and you're like, well, I guess we got 2 weeks to just do whatever we want. And look at Switzerland.
Yeah, that was... That was,
pretty tight, dude.
That was productive.
Yo, holy shit. Yo, you remember that little fucking strip club in there, and then the Russians chasing us, and we were on the roof?
Yeah.
That Russian hooker stripper, and she was like, dude, holy shit. What? Who? Oh, man. Yo, that was intense, dog.
Yeah, that was a funny trip. And then we went to, where did we go afterwards? We went out, flew over to fucking Bay Ridge.
We went to Hossiger.
Yeah, Hossiger.
Bay Ridge.
That was the shit.
Rock food, dog. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it took a minute there, too. Remember, we were just sitting in that fucking hotel room box for like 2 days. It's like we flew over there, got in there at night, and just didn't leave the room for like 2 days or something.
Dude, yeah, I know. It was great. Fucking, you remember the dude with the car that, were you there still when the dude drove off in front of the hotel and there was this car like upside down? Just
kind of.
Some drunk driver, dude. That place is lit, man.
I'm not sure if I remember that exactly. There's just so much crazy shit in that little town, though. Remember Brew? No, that was a different trip. I remember one time.
Yeah, we were all jumping in fucking homeboy's pool. What's his name?
Axel.
Axel, dude. Is that
I remember on a different trip there. I was with Bruce Beach, and we were just, you know, partying. Dude. And what do you call it? Oh yes, this dude. We thought we were getting some E or something, and it ended up just being straight up fucking like acid, you know. And like so we took it, and we're like, it was an hour or two, and we're like, oh, that shit. I guess, you know, whatever. You know, your boy kind of, you know, he ripped us off, whatever. Then all of a sudden, I mean, I was like, I was driving at the time, and I just looked over Beach, and I was like,
dog.
I think you were too. And it was just like, we're on an acid trip.
You guys were tripping balls one night on acid, and we were like doing a little bar hopping around. We were just walking around aimlessly. I was following you guys.
Yeah, and that was some funny shit, dude. That little town was pretty nuts. Yeah.
Yeah, that town. Didn't we walk like a couple miles down the beach?
I'm sure.
I remember walking, dude.
Yeah,
fucking forever.
Yeah, that's funny. So fucking wow. What have you been snowboarding this year?
Yeah, I've already been like what, 5 times.
Where do you go ride?
I've been riding this little mountain outside of like Grand Targhee, little mom and pop resort, Kelly's Canyon. So it's literally like 10 miles away. You drive through farm fields.
Like, where are you right now? You're Jackson?
I'm in Idaho, Wyoming border.
Okay, okay.
So I'm right
okay.
on the so right by Grand Targhee.
Nice. That's a good zone, yeah.
Yeah, dude, there's no lines. I'm picking lines.
How do you end up fucking just like at the end of all of this?
Long story short, dude, I was born in this little town. I came out like a month early, so I was born in a bathtub in this little town in Idaho.
That's right.
Now I'm full circle back in the town. And
yeah, yeah.
All my mom's family's from here, so I'm just hanging out with my cousin.
Rad.
So he runs a farm and he's shredding. So yeah, we're gonna shred this year.
Nice, dude. And then what do you call it? Yeah, you got on the form team like peak form pretty much, right? And you were like,
yeah, but I was never officially on it, dude. I was just like the kid that they didn't have to pay, like kind of swept me under the rug. But
did they squander you?
Oh, of course, dude. That's snowboard business for you, dude.
I was thinking about like the snowboard industry is like, say when you're all done, you're cut. It's like they should at least give you an exit interview and, you know, set you up for, you know, maybe give you a 2 week trade school. Like, you know, hey, man, just gonna learn to cut hair or be an electrician or something.
Yeah, no, everyone's literally like laughing. They're like, ha-ha, about time, dude. We surprised you made it that long, dude. There's no love in the fucking game, dude.
Wait, what do you mean?
Everyone just is like, you know, they're like, good, dude, you're out, dude. Everyone's just haters, man. Like, they're like, whatever.
Everyone's haters, yeah. What's it like? Utah is such a weird little zone. Like, you know, I saw, like, you know, I'll see stuff for, like, that podcast, The Bomb Hole. And it's just like, all they have to do is open up their phone book, their local phone book, and just, like, close their eyes and just open a page and just touch a name. Okay, let's call that guy. Chances are he's an ex-pro snowboarder, you know?
Yeah. but what is defined, though? That's what I just did one of those things, those guys. They're pretty cool.
Okay, yeah.
I love
yeah.
those guys. But what is defined a pro snowboarder? Like the skill or the paycheck? You know what I mean? Because
I would say any kind of influence in any point in time did you, you know, did you have that sick video part? Did you have, you know, yeah, maybe you got paid the whole time, or maybe you didn't, but did you, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm saying, everyone's like, oh, watch up snowboarders. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm still snowboarding, and y'all know my name, so I'm pretty sure I'm winning, not you. Like,
yeah, I mean, whether you know it or not, like, I was talking on this podcast the other day, just talking about the Terrier thing, right? And how people like be like,
I heard about that.
Well, they'll be like, you know, he hasn't been relevant in years, and it's like they don't even get that, like, there's such a long game being played with relevancy. It's like, you don't judge relevancy by, like, today, this hour. You know, are you popular right now? Are you relevant right now? Did you win a contest last week? Did you? It's like, no, there's a fucking long game in play. And, yeah, you whether you know it or not, and other people know it or not, you've got the long game down. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah, dude, I'm in it to win it, B.
Yeah.
Like, money or not, I'm still doing it. That's the thing. Like, I don't give a fuck, like, whatever. Like, somehow, like... Yeah, it's like I'm in my gear right now, all ready to go snowboarding, and I was waiting to do this call with you. Like, I fucking get there, dude. Like, and I ain't buying no lines, and I found a nice little resort that no one knows about, dude. It's perfect.
Yeah, that shit's like, rad.
All of a sudden, if you stop filming, all of a sudden you suck. It's like, dog, I didn't get hurt.
That's what I mean. It's like, there's no, like, say, there's all these, like, fucking late 20s, early 30s dudes out there that were, like, pro at one time that probably are riding the best they've ever ridden, you know? But, you know,
no, I know, but it's like,
since
it's
their
like
card
kid,
was
like
cold, pulled earlier, now. They won't get their card pulled later, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it's a test game, you know what I mean? It's like, pick the route you want to go. It's like, you could have we could have gone team manager route or whatever. That's what a lot of people do, or a lot of people get a real job, get a family, kid, whatever, you know? Like, yeah. I've always just been a snowbomb, so it's like, this is the route I chose. And it's like, but I see everyone in the positions now. It's like, okay, yeah, we're team managers now. We're the ones pulling the paychecks and shit. And like, well, that don't make you a pro snowboarder because you say so or not. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The validation is not needed people know your name. That's what I say.
Yeah, it's kind of like, say, like, I always think, like, you know, just because you snowboarded in the decade of the 90s doesn't mean, you know, you were part of it. You know what I mean? Whereas I feel like now it's like anybody, well, you know, I was snowboarding in 96. People just assume, like, whoa, he must have been one of the forefathers of the sport. You know what I mean? Like, there were plenty of snowboarding back then, too, you know?
Well, people don't really think too hard about things. You know what I mean? It's kind of, they're kind of like cow in a fucking field.
It's like, it's just like, assumed it's always been like whatever this is. It's always been like this. Whereas, like, you know, when I was coming up, you know, we were at real fucking odds with skiers, and you didn't just kind of like rest your laurels on, like, say, what do you call it?
It used to be taboo.
What's that?
Snowboarding used to be taboo. Like, everyone hated on it. I remember even when I skied, I was like, oh, those snowboarders, I want to do it. But, well, you know,
you being a skater. Like, I was thinking this the other day. It's like, you know, you see, like, snowboard parts over the years, you know, like, say, your parts, maybe even my parts, other dudes that skate, right? They always, like, have a shot skating, right? And, you know, some
you
are,
can
like...
tell, like, no Selasnik.
Yeah, but then, like, you never see a pro skater with a quick little snowboard shot in their video.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, that's never happened.
Well, I mean, I've seen it once, dude. I've seen Nyjah and Paul Rodriguez do it a couple clips. But besides that, Sammy Baptista I've seen once. But, yeah, but I know what you're saying. Well, it's because everyone wants to be something they're not. You know what I mean? I mean, the fat person wants to be skinny. The skinny person wants to be, like, I don't know, whatever.
What does a skinny person want? Fucking loser.
God. I don't know, bro.
Just fucking another fix, right? It's just weird with the whole skating thing. People don't realize how much they're just floating on the fumes of credit that was created in the early 90s as snowboarding being cool. Like, you know, and it's like snowboarding got their foot in the door with the kind of board sports crew and just went fucking ape shit. Hey guys, just come on in. Fuck it. We're just going to, you know what I mean? They just took over this area. And it's like,
well, yeah, there was a year where it was all whack and they're like, oh, X Games coming in, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's hating it. And literally as soon as the money came in, everyone switched switch sides. It was like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
Well, because snowboarding brought skateboarding even just to a way wider audience to the mainstream, basically. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, dude, there's a lot of people that ski and snowboard out there more than they do skateboard. I'll tell you that much. That's kind of why I went the snowboard route. So I'm like, yo, people go on family ski vacations, shred vacations, dude. They don't go on skate vacations.
Yeah, but like maybe not anymore. You might go on a skate vacation now. I mean, the shred vacation, if you don't have a season's pass, is like, you know, $1,000 a day if you have, you know.
Dude, it's $500 season pass at this place. Old resort, no rule. Like, it's the old school shit.
That's rad, though.
That's why I'm out here. No fucking. Dude, I had to leave Park City because that shit's bolt. They were about to put, like, some fucking speedometers on the fucking run, dude. And give me like tickets for going too fast in slow zones.
I never liked Park City. I like ski areas like what you're explaining, and that's how Baker is too. You know, I like ski areas. Not ski resorts. You know, like
I like ski areas for the socialization and seeing all the homies.
What do you call it?
We had a good day.
Yeah. You know?
No, I'm just saying I like the environment of ski towns, and it's just the fucking bullshit. You know, it's like Out Cold, that movie.
Yeah.
Were you in that?
No.
What movie were you in? I swear you fucking were in one of like James Bond movies or something.
No, I did myself and Jeremy Jones, my friend James, all three of us did stunt doubles for Vin Diesel in XXX. I mean,
it's like
I remember I watched it one time, you know. I remember just sitting through I walked out going, wow, I'm in the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
But people like worst movies, dude.
No, it's funny. It's like, it's had some legs over the years.
I just remember seeing you drop like a cornice, and I'm like, dude, that's so Rankwit. I saw it. I was like, that's so Rankwit style. Dude.
Yeah, no, there's a couple shots where it's like, that's Rankwit, that's Jeremy Jones, and then that's my friend James. Like, I can see him a mile away. There's one shot of him.
Did you get paid?
I got paid well for that. Like, you know, that was pretty sick.
Yeah, well,
dude.
I mean,
it was like weeks. You know, 3-4 week shoot, had a trailer with my fucking name on it, just sat in there and smoked weed
food,
and played guitar.
You were the talent, dog.
Yeah, exactly. I was at the top of the call list, you know.
You were appreciated. Talent.
Yeah, no, it was fucking, making thousands a day. Like, I don't know, probably made 50 or 80 to 100 grand off that, you know.
Wow, fucking players.
But like over a couple years, yeah,
because
I mean,
you
just
get residuals and all that shit. I know.
Yeah, you do for a minute, but movies are different than commercials, you know. But yeah, I got a check the other day from SAG for like $13.84 or something like that, you know.
Big SAG, dude. That's the movie awards or whatever.
Yeah, the Screen Actors fucking.
Oh yeah, Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah.
But dude, those dogs look, you know, if you're like. Yeah, I think, yeah. You know, it's am like I missing union. Any money? They'll fucking, like, get fucking lawyers on shit. Like, what you think?
Why
you
don't
know,
they have one of those for snowboarding? They probably do. But
dude, they need a lot of, they need some support systems. Like I was saying, you know, you're treated better when you fucking leave, like, a government-sponsored, like, drug rehab facility center or jail than you are, like, you know, say exiting the pro snowboard world. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude,
at least
I
jail
that.
They give you
learned,
like $5 or something and a train ticket, you know, like
exactly
just,
dude, I learned that lesson when I'd walk by my poster every day working at Electric, and working in the warehouse in the first 2 weeks I got paid double of what I got paid monthly. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait, what
I'm
do you
like,
mean
are you kidding me? I got paid like triple in 2 weeks what I made the whole month for snowboarding for him. So Electric, at one point, I was getting a check for snowboarding and a check for working in the warehouse.
That's
and my
so
check
sick.
Per month working in the warehouse was like $2,500, and my snowboard one for being on the team for like 10 years was like $400.
Yeah, and they probably paid you. Team. They probably paid you more to work in the warehouse than they did me to work in marketing. You know.
Probably, dude. We got a good deal in there, dude.
Whatever happened with Kyle? You ever talked to that cat?
No, I haven't talked, dude. I've lost touch with everybody. I mean, he hit me up probably a year ago. I just know he has a couple kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I think everyone just has kids, you know?
Yeah, fully.
I'm pretty sure. It's just worried about making money.
No, the, you know, there's a, I always think like around 2000-ish, around the time you kind of went pro, there's like a really
99.
Like disconnect between, like with the exception of like our relationship, you and I, there's like a disconnect between like, you know, the pros of, you know, years before and this kind of newer set coming in late 90s, early 2000s. And it was like, and like Kyle was like a team manager of that era, you know, like the openly lack of respect that he would show me or give me on anything with snowboarding was really shocking. You know what I mean? Like, I remember just sitting there like, wow, dude, like he's like really thinks I'm that out of touch, you know? And then it would like, it was just kind of weird. I never really. And then over the years, I just didn't think about it. And then years later, I was like, fuck, that was like the epitome of that era. You know what I mean? Of this.
That's just like, I think that's just what team managers have to do, I guess, to like make pay cuts or whatever. I don't know. I never wanted to do that job. So
yeah,
but it comes down to, it's not like skating or surfing or like a rock and roll band or like we're going to put you in the Hall of Fame for fucking snowboarding or something. They're like, it's the weirdest shit because the end of 99 into like when all like 2000, what I'd probably say 6, 7, 8 is this weird type of, like you're saying, pro where it's like, you're not X Games, but now it's like fully contest, fully X, like Olympics, all this fucking crazy shit. And then it's like, well, there's a whole other world underground snowboarding, like scene, hardcore scene that like just gets kind of left out.
What's the snowboard hardcore scene?
That's like, what's that?
Hey, you know, I gotta go fix something for my daughter really quick.
You're good, dog.
Yeah, just give me a second. Okay, calling Nate back. Fucking see if he picks up.
Oh, dude.
Okay, cool.
We're just outside filming snowflakes falling, dude.
It's what?
I was just outside, you know, Archie Farty.
Oh, rad.
Snowflakes falling.
Yeah, it's funny.
Slow-mo snowflakes, dude. 6K or 4K.
Yeah, it's like they're, yeah, you know, snowflakes are fucking rad. Like, when I haven't been in snow in a while, I can just, like, kind of kick it. You know what I mean? Like, and just look at it snow. You, watch it snow, you know?
I still want to shred the Hawaii mountain, dude, in Hawaii. You know you can snowboard there, right?
Yeah, I think they're getting snow this week. This guy, I got some feedback or something. It was weird. This guy contacted me.
You're on to you, dog.
I see what it is. This guy contacted me that he might go over there. Like, it's totally on his bucket list. He lives in...
I've been wanting to do that for like 10 years, dog.
Yeah, it's funny. I've never had the desire. I just picture like strapping in and just kind of like, you know, kind of like moving your legs a little bit, trying to get the board moving. And then the second you build up some speed...
Yeah, but that's half my trip.
The second you build up like 2 miles an hour or anything where, you know, you have a little bit of speed, you're just going to hit a fucking lava rock and just fucking...
Yeah, I just want a bonk on a lava rock, dude. I want a back nose blunt or whatever, nose lift, willy, whatever the fuck you call it. On a lava rock and then pop back in and we got a cover shot. Hawaii, dog.
Dude.
Talk about milk it.
Fucking.
Senior tour. Me and Rankwood, dude.
Sponsored by What's Aloha, the word.
I have a green juice, dude, and a machete.
Yeah, that was some fucking strange times, say, like in the electric days, right? When you worked there and I worked there and like.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was cool
people for sure. Like, it was cool. But, like, it was some strange times.
My favorite was the Kimmy Conga break. What?
No, it was cool. It was just some strange times, you know?
Yeah, just, I mean, SoCal people.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, the non-weed smokers until it's legal there. And then they're like, oh, it's cool now? Fucking, okay, cool.
Well, just everyone like me is, like, I was the little Mexican in the warehouse, dude, the white boy Mexican, numero gringo, dog. I'm the only white boy that lasted longer than a month in the warehouse, dude. I got that under my belt. But yeah, it was weird. Then you have the upper-ups that used to, like, be all cool that we traveled with, and they, like, walk, like you said, they'd like, you get like kind of shunned. They're like, oh, he's done for. Like, fuck him. We can't make money off him.
Yeah.
Onto the next kid where we can pay little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Until he realizes, you know, the whole scheme, dude. It's fucking nice.
Yeah,
no. If they realize they need to pay rent, they're like, oh, dude, there's a kid way younger than we pay him, dude. We won't pay him. It's a kid's sport, dude. Snowboarding's like a child's
sport. Well, I don't think it. I actually don't think it is. I think it's like wrongly guided. The marketing and stuff like that is like so.
I agree with that.
It's so aimed at, like, say, teenagers, because the dudes that work at magazines, the dudes that work for, like, say, you know, a team manager that has a fucking marketing manager to answer to, they all want to appear like they got their finger on the pulse of this youth market. Does that make sense? You know, because it's more valuable. Their jobs are more valuable if they're heading up, you know, this, you know, marketing of a youth market. Then, whoa, they're in touch with shit. And it's just all this, like, fucking feigned attempt to and then the whole sports aimed at 15-year-olds. It's just aimed at 15-year-olds.
That's what I'm saying. It's a kid sport, dude. It's like, but they forgot. I think snowboarding wasn't punk.
No, the people that actually do it are way older. And it's like, it's a kid sport, so they look important, and they look like they have their finger on the pulse of a youth market. They don't. But the second they say that, their value diminishes with their job. You know, you're just marketing this to like 30-year-olds.
do
that. You know,
they should be doing other things at 30 besides this.
Yeah, just totally.
For the kids. You ever like gone and hung out in New York and like you tell people you're a snowboarder, dude? They look at you like you're a little kid, dude. I'm fucking a grown ass man with white hair, and they're like, "Oh, cool. That sounds cool. You make any money doing that?"
Oh, that's funny.
Like fucking suck a dick, fool. But
that's so funny. It's, like,
it's, you know what I mean. So it's like, I mean, how do you want to look at snowboarding? Like, I'm just looking at like a fucking some fucking surf box, shred bomb.
But you know,
like, oh, that's cute.
It's like they print
my bills.
They print some picture, like the more. The worse the neighborhood, they can get a shot of some kid doing a rail. That's like street cred in magazine form. You know what I mean? Oh, dude, we got a shot of fucking dude in Queens doing the fucking like double kink. Like Queens? No way. Okay, cool. That's where rap came from, right? Okay, cool. Let's print cover shot. Fucking.
You know, you gotta create something from nothing. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I was doing that in like 2000. So it's like, I got fired for that shit. Now it's a thing.
Dude, what was the Neff situation? They just,
I don't know. Fuck that, dude.
Oh,
they
that's
just
rad.
Fucked me at the end. I had 10% and they fucking fucked me out of like 20 million. That's pretty much long story short. It all comes down to like little contract wording and fucking bullshit.
And they just it was kind of like ushered you
that
out.
Dude was a dork, dude. He's a little fucking surfer, fucking nerd from Cali. Like Mikey LeBlanc like banned me from hanging out with him. Because I brought that nerd over. Like, I fucking opened the door for that fool, and then they, you know, just like a bitch, dude. They fucking get what they want and then fucking dips it on the next shift.
Well, it's like that whole, like, snowboarder MO. It's like once...
He's not even a snowboarder.
No,
dude.
I'm just saying, once somebody wedges the door open, you know, like, you were like, okay, yeah, here. You know, you helped them out and fucking introduced them to a couple people. Then they just run amok. They run amok on basically your credit. You know what I mean? It's like
exactly. And then as soon as they don't need you, they're like, oh, we don't need you. I'm like, fool, you wouldn't have a company if it wasn't for fucking me, dude. Don't even fucking trip. So fucking suck a dick, dude.
Yeah,
the dude sucks, dude.
Yeah, so we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. That's just all that bullshit, dude. He's like an ex-wife.
Yeah, I bet. No, that's how I feel about that D-Day shit.
I didn't sign a prenup, dog.
You know how I look at, like, dealing with that dude, fucking Nico with the D-Day stuff? It was like, this is how I summarize it, or, like, I go, like, it's like I came back to the, you know, town that I grew up in, hadn't been there in 20 years, and I come back, and I go out to the bar the first night, and I meet this chick, and she's fucking... You know, she's amazing. Fall in love. And, you know, say the night before we're going to get married, I found out she cheated on me. And then I go to my friends. I'm like, that chick cheated on me. And then all my friends are like, Dude, we used to run trains on that bitch. Are you kidding, man?
Exactly.
You know, and that's it. Like when I was telling people there. I'm not involved with D-Day and all, they're just like, dude, that guy Nico ripped me out, or he did that. You know what I mean? I just found out all this shit afterwards. I'm like what? You know, why wouldn't anybody tell me?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe I wouldn't listen to it at the same time. You know,
it's just weird because I mean, I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's just you gotta be careful, man. People be trying to run. It's weird because you get swept under the rug. They want your clout. It's like they always wanted to image the clout type shit, but then they don't want to deal with you or the artist or the person type that's behind it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. The clout part's huge, you know? It's
yeah, it's like running coattails, dude.
Yeah, it's so weird. Yeah, it's just,
big old coattails.
Yeah, huge coattails, man.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that D-Day shit, but I mean, it's the same story with every snowboarder, every company, dude. I haven't heard a different story yet.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. Like, if you're going to get in this game, you're going to get screwed over, and you're not going to get paid what you're worth. They're going to take you under the rug, and then you're going to get laughed at.
That's how you know, like, all these snowboard brands aren't owned by snowboarders, because they're still in business.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, yeah, I don't know, dude. I'm so out of the game. I just know I had to start my own company, and I still got fucked out of it. So it's like, I mean, why do it again? I'm so out of the game,
and I feel like
credit, so fuck everyone.
I feel like I just woke up a couple months ago and just kind of like, yeah, I woke up, yawned, and grabbed my phone and turned it on. All of a sudden, like, everything was like fucking Terrier canceled and this and that, and like, whoa.
I just heard about that.
Did he kill someone? I was like, did he get in a DUI and fucking, like, you know, kill everyone in the car? No, I'm just making this up. I'm just saying, like, how could he be so canceled like that, you know? Did he fuck Donna Burton? You know, maybe that's a running theme with all this.
Wasn't it like a comment about saying something about Sears or something?
Dude, it's so ridiculous. I was thinking this the other day. The comment was, he was kind of like to the dude that was coming out, kind of like big deal, you know, because it's like, yeah, you know, Norway, I don't know, people have been gay like everywhere for years, but they just have been really accepting of it for way longer than we have, you know. And so he was kind of like,
Norway?
He was kind of like, that's not even news. That was his point.
Yeah.
You know,
but
what
it
I mean?
Got construed in-
and then he said this, and he said, it. Like, well, fuck, anyways, I thought all skiers were gay.
Yeah, I heard it was something like that.
And it's like, what's funny about that?
Does that make me bad?
Everybody comes down on him for that. It's like, well, let's just pretend that what if all skiers were gay? Okay, would you still be mad at him? You know, did he still cross the line because he said, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe there's a possibility they are all gay. There is a possibility of that.
Doesn't gay mean smoking a cigarette? I mean, doesn't the real definition of gay mean smoking a cigarette?
I'm not sure. I think it's being what do you call it? Just merrily happy without, you know, a care in the world. Almost like you describe it by saying that's kind of gay, you know?
Like I'm happy.
Yeah, like overly happy almost. Like an exaggeration of happy, you know?
Like blissful.
Yeah.
Like... It's snowing outside, so gay right now. Like,
well, yeah, that's it's like, say, if you go, I got to work tonight. Oh, dude, that sucks. It's so gay. I got to work tonight. You know, are you saying that your job is a homosexual male? You know, like,
no, he's saying no. My job makes me not happy. That's what I got.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the thing. Is like there's a lot of, you know, fucking connotations and words and how they're used, and everybody, you know, if you use this one, you're using it. You have to be using it like this, you know, like you're the worst, you know, you're a fucking Nazi because you said the word gay, and you know, I'm just assuming you are meaning this, and this. When you're like, no, it's just gay, fucking whatever, dude, get over it.
Definition of gay. Adjective, or relating to or having sexual orientation to persons of the same sex, showing or characterized by cheerfulness and lightened heart, excitement, merry, bright or lively, especially in color.
And what's wrong with being that? Any of it? homosexual, joined, happy,
or characterized by cheerfulness and lighthearted excitement, merry.
Well,
you know, merry gay Christmas, dude.
You know, Farmer used to tell me is, you know, Mike, I ain't gay, but I ain't picky either. Is that the best?
I mean, it's all a hole when you turn them upside down, right?
It's like Turbo Negro says, it's just flesh.
Yo, I have tried to find that pizza song from Turbo Negro. It's not on the internet, dude. I think they blocked it.
No, they didn't. It's the album's called Apocalypse Dudes.
It's what?
Apocalypse Dudes.
That's what their new name is?
Yeah, no, that's the name of the album that song is on.
Ooh,
like, if you Google that, it'll come up. And it's like Age of Pomparius is the song.
Okay, where, dude? I just remember being in, like, where were we? Norway or we were somewhere, dude. And you're like, you wouldn't not let me listen to this pizza song. And now I, like, miss it. I love it.
Yeah, like.
I'm all, you listen to rock, dude. My boy put me on these guys. You guys know Turbo Negro. And I'll be like, what? You know about them?
Do you remember driving through Switzerland at night?
You rolled a joint one-handed?
Yeah, oh, that too. while shifting gears, fucking
while shifting gears, going to play BB gun war.
Yeah, no. We were driving through at night, and I always like to play Led Zeppelin when I'm for some reason something about fucking Switzerland. Driving through Switzerland, just Led Zeppelin is just the best fucking like. It's just, but I was playing live Days of Confused when it got to this, you know, tumultuous part of the song, and you were straight up. You just looked at me, you're like, dude, this music's scary. I'm scared. It was so rad.
Yeah, I remember that, dude.
But it is dark and evil. Yeah, no, it's like really dark sounding, you know. But just, I never heard anyone just straight up just be like, dude, I'm fucking scared, man.
I was like, you made me nervous. You remember the first time I fucking met you was, I just remembered this, is when I went to this Japan contest. And I was by myself, and you walked up to me in the bus with all the snowboarders. And you're like, you like Apocalypse Now? And I was like, fuck yeah, I do. And you quoted some, like, what'd you quote? And you're like, Charlie don't surf.
Yeah, probably not. Like, I would never say that because I don't surf.
No, I know, but you quoted some from that. And that was the first time I met you. And then you were rolling around with fucking that dude, Romy or Renee. It was one of those Tokyo Dome contests, like the first one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember you were out at that one, and it was kind of like you were
by myself.
Yeah, you were way out of way out of that. You know what I mean?
I was like 17, just by myself. And you and like Renee were rolling around with, like, I think Renee had like all these four like hottest like blondes. I was like, what the fuck is going on with you guys?
Like, we go to strip clubs at night here. Okay,
yeah.
That's what goes on.
Fast forward a year, you're like my team manager / like older brother taking care of me on trips.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck yes. Running from Russians and all.
Yeah, I could see you like in some, like, you know, group therapy at one of your fucking rehabs. Yeah, then I met this guy Mike and then
oh man, I had some great rehab therapies, dude. They always looked at me and everyone, they're like, can you like make it not so like fun sounding? And I'm like, dude, that was my life. Like, what do you want me to fucking do?
Yeah, no, AA always reminded me of this. It's like a bunch of dudes without legs sitting around talking about how fun life was with legs.
Exactly. they're like, hey, get away from all your friends that you used to party with and come hang out with some worse ones that can't handle their addictions and, like, you know, just hang with them.
Yeah, surround yourself with that.
Yeah, surround yourself with, like, weak people that, you know, nothing against it, you're trying to change, but just stop, dude. If you really want to stop, you stop, dude.
Yeah. Oh, dude, what about the shit? I remember this a couple of years ago. I saw, weren't you in the news, in Salt Lake local news for some shit, like...
Hell yeah, I was on USA News.
Yeah, that's fucking, dude, it was like cops type shit.
They called it an 8-hour standoff. The motherfuckers, dude, I was asleep, dude. So I guess there was some quarrel with the neighbor that I didn't know. He was Airbnb-ing. A gun got pulled out. So in court, it fell in between. It's a gray area, like my house, my gun, blah, blah, blah. So I said fuck it and took a plea. Even though if I would have went to trial, I would have won, but... I ran out of money for the trial, so I just took a plea, did like 3 weeks in jail, and then, yeah.
Oh,
that's
dude.
That. But now, But now I was, rest in peace, mother. I was just, she just passed, but I was at her house trying to grow a hemp plant. And they SWAT team me, and they're just trying to give me 1 to 15 years because I'm on probation for that shit, for the fucking gun shit. And they're, now they're trying to give me 1 to 15 years in prison for a fucking weed plant, or weed, marijuana, hemp, whatever the fuck. It's all one, the same goddamn plant.
You know, what, like recently, or is this back then?
Recently, like I'm still dealing with it. Like a trial, if it gets, goes to trial, it starts like March 1st or something. So trying to go snowboard something.
Where, which
I don't know. I want to get like a little bonk shot, like by the river, you know, I'm right by the Snake River.
So
there's a couple cool little spots. I saw some picnic tables. I don't know. Just some to go dink around, walk my dog is more what it is.
Like,
now that's how I tell myself I'm doing something. I'm like, nah, I'm walking my dog. Like if I wasn't walking my dog, I'd be like, what am I doing?
So for you to go say,
snowboarding ruined my life.
Say like snowboarding, you're like, okay, I'm just gonna go find this little feature now down near the river. Oh, look at that bench. I could, you know, rail slide that. So you just start hiking, so something like that?
Think about it.
What's that?
You know? It's so dumb when you think about it. Like, what are you gonna tell some supermodel? Like, yeah, dog, I fucking go hike up and down and play in the snow like I'm a little 12-year-old.
Yeah, I used to like say, look at dudes like say in half pipe contests back in the day, and in my head I'd just be like, wow, that's like grown men making a living right there, and just show some, and just, you know, what I'm watching is like, you know, some dude doing like some no grab fucking weak method air, you know?
Who was it, Brushy?
Oh,
Brushy,
I don't know.
I saw him driving once, dude.
Brushy's rad.
Yeah, in the hood, I saw him drive once. He was following me. We were following each other for a second. Then I had a meltdown, and I unfollowed everyone. But we're getting back. I should probably follow him. you still hang with Jamie Lynn up there?
I haven't seen him in a while. Like, what do you call it? It just got weird between us for a minute. You know, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where he's at. I know where I'm at. You know, whatever. But
I don't know. I've only met that guy once, but.
But yeah, it's been a minute. I mean, it's been, I don't know, fucking goddamn 20 years almost. And it's like,
Jesus.
Yeah, dude.
Like, yeah, that's more than a minute, dude. That's a hot sec, dog.
Yeah, dude. To me, it's just odd. You know, like I've never held a grudge like that. I get over shit. I might get really hot about something really quick, but I get over it. You know what I mean?
I didn't know you guys had a falling out. I was just under the impression y'all were still friends.
Yeah, no, it's like nobody, I don't know. It was just weird. It's just better left in the weird. I hope to just see him and have it be over, you know?
That would be good. I always wonder what like type of contract you guys had. Like, you know what I mean? I know what they have now. I know what I was in my realm, but like what you guys' contract.
Like, what do you mean by that? Like, say, what did you have?
No, I mean like to get a good snowboard paycheck, I was making like at the most $2,000 a month, dude. So I'm like, and that was like good. And I'm like, yeah, usually, but if you had a real job, you make that in like a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just wondering what was the scam in your era more?
Well,
like,
fucking
like
for me, paycheck. Like it was like, you know, I had to just create it, right? Like,
yeah,
I was on the Oh, there goes the garbage man driving right through my studio.
That's the thing with being a trendsetter. I wanted to say this earlier. Is like you're doing something that's not done before. So like,
yeah, that's what I've been thinking lately. Is like there's a lot of weight in that too, in being first at things. You know,
it's like it never really the door gets shot. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, well, it's like the person that breaks the door down, like in this case, would be me. Usually gets trampled by the fucking like traffic behind, you know, all the people that didn't want to break it down but are ready to run through it, you know.
Exactly, you know, it's the half pipe syndrome, dude. It's the neighborhood half pipe, dude. No one's there helping you build it. As soon as you're done, dude, everyone from three neighborhoods over is there.
Yeah, no, it's yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
But say back in the day, okay, so I was on a flight home from Japan. I just
weren't you making like mad money?
Yeah, like this I'm explaining, like say I was riding for Santa Cruz at the time. Me and Roach were both riding for them. I was making like hundreds a month. It doesn't even matter.
Damn.
And you know, like and so like I was flying home from Japan when we got kicked out and what do you call it? I was just like scrambling in my head, like I gotta make something work because I don't, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do when I get home. I don't want to go get a job, you know, just the normal shit. And so right there, like I just started writing this letter to Santa Cruz, just saying that I wanted to be a video pro. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to go film, like use the same travel budget, use the same everything, pay me, and I'll just go film and be in all these, get, you know, shots and tons of films that kids actually rewind, you know, these contests you're sending me to. Nobody sees that shit till like 4 a.m. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, I know.
But and it was just, there's never anything. And then, so on the way home on this trip, I sent this letter to Santa Cruz, and they just kind of laughed at me at the idea of it, even though in skateboarding, that's what every, you know, the skaters are doing.
Exactly.
That's what I was kind of following, thinking they'd fucking be like, yeah, but they were asshats. And I remember like just going, I don't want to ride for these guys. They're not supporting me, and they're not supporting Roach. And then I got an offer from Lamar, and I'm sure I could have roped Roach in at the same time, but Roach was like so into like being on the name Santa Cruz. It meant more to him than anything. And I was like, they're not going to promote your board. You probably won't even get a board for 5 years, you know? And at the same time, I went, you know, he was probably getting paid $500 a month. I went over to Lamar, started making like $6,000 a month. Was traveling everywhere, just anywhere and everywhere. And because Bert just saw the value in it. He was like, fuck, man.
Do they still even make pro model boards? I swear they don't.
I don't know to what degree they sell, because no one's allowed to say mature as a pro rider in this kind of industry. And the only names that sell shit are the kind of ones that have been around, people can trust. You know what I mean? But
yeah, the taboo.
Yeah, but these brands are like scared to, like, you know, again, admit that they're not part of the youth culture. I really think that has something to do with the, you know, the strain to push it. Just all these magazine guys and all these fucking like kind of media people, fucking, you know, like in the 2000, like it would be like I'd have a talk with dudes at Snowboarder and be like, you know, why are you just aiming the magazine at like one small minority group of snowboarders that don't even pay full retail anyways? These cool guys you're trying to impress, they all work at shops and get deals anyways. Like, are you trying to impress your other buddies that work at other companies, other marketing guys or something? Like,
well, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, exactly. It's like when you get to a level, you know, to get like, yeah, it's 100%. I mean, I know what you're saying, dude. I can't explain
it. It's so ridiculous. Like, ultimately, like snowboard, what do you call it? Budgets for a company, big companies. And this is not, this isn't bad. It just is. It's all decided by a dude that grew up surfing and loves surfing and is in the surf industry and works for that company to work for the surf industry. And then he just has to deal with the winter stuff on the side because, you know, we're one of the board sports now too. And so it's like, it's not even dudes that love snowboarding or really care about it, you know?
No, it all comes down to the money racket. You know what I mean? And it's that dude, and it's that guy deciding who is cool and who is not, but they really don't know what the fuck is going on because...
Well, even, like, say, like, that's the big question is, like, in my head, like, you know, like, who the fuck are you to decide all this? And not only that, but, like, if, you know, you love snowboarding like you say you do, like, you know, say... person I'm thinking of, they're like, you know, multiple articles and industry stuff, like, you know, he's the last word on snowboarding, he's this and he's that, but, you know, he loves the sport so much, but he just stood by and let Terrier get run under the bus. Like, you know, maybe you don't have to call Burton and say, you know, you should pay him again. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, support the riders, you know what I mean? Don't just like that shit with Terry, it was ridiculous. And the fact that like these magazines that, you know, profited every time that guy even looked at snow, you know, they did better. And then, you know, this shit comes up and it's just so ridiculous that we let our greatest of all time just go down in flames like that, you know? And it's, you know, fucking...
What's up?
What's
up? Has he talked about starting his own company or anything like that? Or what's it?
I'm not sure. Like, I saw a Instagram account, like, Hawking Boards. I couldn't tell at all. When I talk,
it is mind-boggling, dude. It's completely absurd, mind-boggling, and like Nicholas Mueller and all this shit.
Oh, like, Nicholas Mueller? Are you kidding? Like that? I mean, him and Terrier are like one in a billion, you know? Like
it's just crazy now. I don't know because it's different. So I don't know. It's weird. It's like a fucking like a soccer sport, like dad sport now. Like when the fucking airbags like, and
yeah, they're just trying to like answer like. Like, and the one thing that blew me away is that, say this stuff last summer, not this summer, but the one before, like out of nowhere, like, you know, all these dudes came out in snowboarding, just came out like five or six of them in 1 week. And it was like, whoa, what
came
the
out,
fuck?
What?
Like came out as gay, you know, fucking.
Oh,
and so
happy?
Yeah, exactly. They came out as happy. And so this magazine, I'd read these little articles. Yeah, I was just getting caught up on shit, and I'd read these.
Yo, one of them's my homie, dog. Planet Swag Overlord, dude. I'm down with those motherfuckers.
No,
dude.
No, listen. Like, I'd read these articles about how you know, we as a snowboard industry, like say Torment Mag or White Lines. I like White Lines guys, but the Torment dudes are fucking dorks. Yeah, they're just like.
Well, it comes
you know,
down
we,
to this. It's like
we gotta have we gotta have tough conversations. You know, we as snowboarders, and I'm like, well, a tough conversation maybe if you were like some, I don't know, raging homophobe at the side of the pipe going, hey, you know, fucking, like, faggot, go home, you know, and shit like that. Yeah, you gotta go have some tough talks with yourself. Like, why am I so angry? So it's like when people say or like, you know, we have to have tough talk, you know, we got some tough talks ahead. Well, I wonder if they've done that. Have they, you know, worked that shit out? You know, like what was so hard? Were you that big of a homophobe that you like, I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know because I don't really pay attention to people. I just know that it's more acceptable to cut your dick off and to become like a girl. Or vice versa, whatever. I don't really know. Then they have like face tattoos. Like I don't get it. So, hey, dude, it's just weird.
No, I get that. I understand that. No, I'm just kidding.
But yet I'm taboo over here for just me being liking art stuff and like to doodle on shit, including my face. And yet I'm looked at like a piece of shit because I fucking own a gun and I used to. Whatever.
That's not why they think that.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
Totally. Like, and then, but you know, like I've been thinking lately too that the snowboard industry is just fucking begging for some dude, you know, top 16 rider, never really podiumed, you know, dude, just wake up next winter and be like, fuck it. My name's Maria and I'm entering all the women's events, you know, and just some. Fucking B-rate dude just take over the women's side of snowboarding, you know? Like, it's like
guys that are girls now, like, going to girls' prisons and girls guys going to, and they're, like, mad that they're getting punched. And I'm like, well, I don't, it's just weird, dude. It's like, well, what do you expect? You guys get bullied and you have to fight back. That's what being a guy is. You, like, you ever watch Animal Planet? It's like survival of the fucking fittest, motherfuckers. Like, not survival of the
You ever see Nature's Metal on Instagram? What the fuck?
Dude, that's my fave, dog. You know? Check out this. I just sent you a fucking thing I saw this morning on the fucking Instagram. I'm not going to say what it is. But.
Whoa, what is that? Fucking. Oh, is that the first black snowboarder?
No, it's Prada.
I thought it was Russell.
No, it's not Russell, dude. It's Prada. I was sending it for Prada.
Oh, that's Prada's amazing.
Making, I want it, and I bet that snowboard's probably like $5,000, and they got it made in China.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Or they might have got it made in fucking Michigan. You know, who knows?
Who knows, dude? Fucking at fucking Miller Manufacturing in Utah.
Oh, that's funny, dude. What is with that? Fuck, he looks fucking serious, huh?
It's the Aspen Collective, dude.
God damn it. I need to go reboot the porn.
Let's go to Aspen, dog. I'll relapse with you.
Yeah, let's plan out our relapse.
Let's plan out our relapse. X Games relapse, dude.
Hey, give me a second. I gotta go fucking switch the porn channel for my daughter. Hold on. Dude. Okay, cool. I'll talk to you in like call me in a half hour or something.
Okay.
Hey, dude, you're the raddest. I fucking love you. And
you're the raddest. Can we please shred one of these days? I'll drive to Baker, dude.
Dude, you're one of the, like, I wanted to take you to Baker for so long. You know that, like.
I know.
I wanted
That's
to just turn your shit out up there. It's just like, okay, now get rid of that. Get rid of that. This is called long underwear, and this is called Gore-Tex.
I'm wearing a Gore-Tex poncho that I made myself, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I leveled up.
You probably have a hoodie on underneath.
I do. I have two hoodies on and two scarves.
A cotton hoodie, right?
What?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sending you a photo. That's what I got right now. I'm waiting to go shred, dog. Sweatshirt poncho made by me.
All right, I'll check it. Oh, that's funny, dude. I thought you were like a fucking Peruvian. I thought you were a Peruvian flute band player.
No, I'm just in my gay snowboard self, dude. Merry Christmas, dude. I'm all merry and happy and gay, dude.
Yeah, fucking gay rights you are. I used to say that, man, to the Canadians. I'd be up riding with Canadian dudes, and they'd be saying that the whole time. Then one time I'd just say out loud, like, fucking gay rights. And they'd be like, one of them would look over at me and be like, what? And I'd be like, what do you mean? I said, fucking gay rights. And
what do you mean,
like,
eh?
Did you say fucking gay rights? I'm like, whoa, dude. Like,
hey, what do you mean, eh? Did you say gay rights, eh?
Yeah. Fucking gay rights, Mike.
was that racist against Canadians?
I think I'd like to think so.
Damn, dude.
With
I'm
any luck.
To be politically correct.
All right, well, fuck them all. No remorse, no regret. And,
fuck them all. Let God sort them out, motherfucker. Charlie don't surf.
Fucking Ranquid don't surf, dude. Fuck.
Fuck. I used to surf. I quit. I just snow surf, dude. Dropping the white wave, like Farmer said.
The 10,000 foot white wave, like Farmer said,
dude,
right?
Shredding the white wave is Egan Brothers' video, dude.
And he looks at it and goes, I ain't gay, but I ain't picky either.
That dude, Farmer and Perry were the first snowboarders I ever saw. And I was like, yo, dog, I need to fucking shred.
Fuck yeah.
But now, tell Perry to start a snowboard company, dude. Hey.
Okay, no, I'll talk to you about it later. I'll leave it for something else. But
okay,
fucking yeah, dude. We'll talk soon. All right, Nate.
Let's shred that Hawaii mountain, dude.
Fuck yeah, procrastinate.
It cost $1,200 to ship my Jeep to Hawaii. I already looked.
Procrastinate. All right, dude.
Procrastination. All right,
all right, dude. Love you, man. Later.
Love you more, motherfucker.
Okay, when you start to hear that, that's pretty much signifying the end of. Rad Matters, again, brought to you by Telos Snowboards. Pretty much the best fucking boards in the world, bitches. And my unwavering wit. I'm funny as hell. I hate myself, and I want to die trying to make the world a better place for... I don't know, for someone at some point, but definitely not the crew that's snowboarding right now. I tried to make the world a better place, and they fucking blew it.